Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
The surface of the ocean. Nothing like the sound of seagulls, the warm sun on your face, and taking a big deep breath of air. Oh hey, a whale watching boat. Hi guys, wanna see me splash? Okay, here goes. Maybe I should do another. Wait a clamshell, what time is it? Ugh, sorry folks. I'm gonna have to flip my fins for you another time. I have a show to get to. Phew, that was a close one. Made it just in time. Welcome, gills and gulls, friends and fish, to Tales with a Whale, the only underwater podcast hosted by a marine biologist / marine mammal, me, Betty the Blue Whale. We're coming to you live from the famous underwater studio down at the bottom of the deep blue sea. And since it's Friday, that means it's time for our weekly underwater quiz fest. That's right. Every Friday, we test your knowledge on this week's episodes to see how much you can remember. And every Friday, we pass out awesome titles that you can share with your friends. Will you be a junior underwater explorer? Or earn the coveted title of Master of the Sea? The only way to find out is to play. As per usual, I'm joined by the famous All Clam Jam Band and my favorite roving reporter and best pal, Bubbles the Seahorse. Take a load off, Bubbles. There's no need to go out on location today.
Way ahead of you, Betty. I've been floating around with these fine folks in the audience, and now I've got my fins kicked up and I'm ready to answer some questions.
Great call, Bubbles. Then let's get this quiz party started. Remember, listeners, there will be 7 questions to answer from this week's episodes. Some of them are easy and some of them are hard, but the hardest part is just showing up, so you're already halfway to greatness. Don't forget to write down your scores so you can find out which coveted title you'll be getting this week. Everyone ready? Then let's do this. Question 1. The ocean is made up of zones, and this week we learned about one called the neritic zone. What is the more common name for the neritic zone? A. The productive zone. B. The coastal ocean. C. The good ocean. Or D. Betty's backyard. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. What do you think it could be? Well, the answer is B. The neritic zone is also referred to as the coastal ocean, and it is where the sunlight still can find the bottom of the sea. Most of the sea life you're familiar with probably lives in the coastal ocean, like tropical fish, most marine mammals, sea turtles, and more. The next question is going to be true or false, so you just have to decide if it's true or not. Ready? Question 2. True or false, While the neritic zone covers only roughly 9 to 10% of the ocean, it encompasses the most diverse amount of marine life over every other zone. What do you all think? Well, the answer to this one is true! The neritic zone, or the coastal ocean, is the ideal location for life to thrive, with lots of coral reef and sunlight streaming in, which means loads of marine life makes its home there. And that includes us blue whales. Question 3. The electric eel is not an eel at all. It is actually a type of what? A. Blowfish. B. Knifefish. C. Spoonfish. Or D. Hootiefish. What could it be? Well, the answer to this one is B. The electric eel is more closely related to the knifefish than an actual eel. Other knifefish are catfish and carp. But even so, the electric eel has made a shocking reputation as one of the most famous eels on the planet, despite not being an eel at all. Question 4. Electric eels have the ability to shock their prey, and anyone who comes close, really. What are the names of the special cells that allow them to conduct electricity? A. Electroshockers. B. Electrocytes. C. Lightning cells. Or D. Shocky bits. What do you all think? Well, the answer to this one is B. Electrocytes. Electric eels are covered in over 6,000 special cells called electrocytes. These store up energy like tiny batteries. And then, when a predator or prey comes too close, zap! They stun them with their electricity. Isn't nature just crazy? I mean, I wish I could zap people with electricity too, but electric eels are the only animals on the planet known to have this unique ability. Question 5. What is the most electric of all the electric eels? A. The extra electric eel. B. The very electric eel. C. The Volta electric eel. Or D. None of the above. What could it be? Well, the answer to this one is C. The Volta electric eel. Scientists originally believed there was only one type of electric eel. But then, in 2019, they discovered two more types. And they were shocked to find that the Volta could emit nearly 200 more volts of power than the strongest electric eel they had measured up until that point. The Volta can zap its prey with 860 volts. That's crazy! Question 6. How much of the world's harvest of fish and shellfish come from the coastal ocean? A. 10%. B. 50%. C. 90%. Or D. 100%. A percentage question. What do you think it is? Well, the answer is C. 90% of the world's harvest of fish and shellfish come from the coastal ocean. That's quite a lot and can be pretty disruptive to the fragile ecosystems contained in the coastal ocean. Many groups are working on ways to be more conscious about how humans fish these waters so that we can preserve all of our fish and shellfish species for years to come. All right, last question, everybody. Are you ready? It's another true or false one. And here it goes. Question 7. True or false? Porpoises don't have a sense of taste or smell. The answer to this one is true. Porpoises don't have any taste buds to taste with, and they also don't have olfactory bulbs, those little things in your nose that allow you to smell. Not being able to smell probably helps when you're eating all that fish. And that concludes our questions. Now it's time again to add up your scores and see how you did. Give yourself the title of Junior Underwater Explorer if you scored 1 to 3 points. Great job! And if you manage 4 to 5 points, well, then you've earned the amazing rank of Leader of the Deep. And all of those who got 6 or 7 points, then you can all crown yourselves as official Masters of the Sea. Congratulations to everyone who played.
It's Leader of the Deep for me this week. Maybe next time I'll get Master of the Sea.
I bet you're right, Bubbles. But everyone who played is a winner in my book. And don't forget, listeners, if you like the show and are looking for more great programs, check out all our other cool shows we have available at Go Kid Go, wherever you get your podcasts. There's always something new and exciting to check out. And that's a wrap. A seaweed wrap, that is. So long, everyone, and happy swimming.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.